Christ's followers will be hated by the world, September 30. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. Because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. The followers of Christ should bear in mind that all the evil speeches made against Christ, all the abuse that he received, they must, as his followers, endure for his name's sake. The piety of the church may professedly be of a high order, but when the truth of the Word of God is brought to bear upon the heart, and when conviction of truth is rejected and despised so that they may keep in friendship with the majority, they place themselves, as rejecters of truth and light, on the side of the enemy. Satan stirs them up by a power from beneath, with an intensity that reveals his enmity to God and his laws. They enact human laws that are oppressive and galling. As Christ was hated without cause, so will his people be hated without cause, merely because they are obedient to the commandments of God and do his works in the place of working directly contrary to them. If he who is pure, holy, and undefiled, who did good and only good in our world, was treated as a base criminal and condemned to death without a vestige of evidence against him, what can his disciples expect but similar treatment, however faultless may be their life and blameless their character? Human enactments, laws manufactured by satanic agencies under a plea of goodness and restriction of evil, will be exalted while God's holy enactments are despised and trampled underfoot. We see how professedly righteous people can act out the spirit of Satan to carry their wicked purposes through envy and jealousy and religious bigotry. There is no warfare between Satan and the sinner, between fallen angels and fallen humans. Both possess the same attributes, both are evil through apostasy and sin. The prediction given in Eden refers in a special manner to Christ, and to all who accept and confess him as the only begotten Son of God. Christ has pledged himself to engage in the conflict with the prince and power of darkness and to bruise the serpent's head. All who are the sons and daughters of God are his chosen ones, his soldiers, to war against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It is an unwearied conflict of which there is to be no end until Christ shall come the second time.